Welcome back to the third episode of Gold by the Church Fathers podcast by Magnus Catholics, where I read to you the readings of the day, followed by what the Church Fathers had to say. This is the third episode I release. In the very first episode, I spoke to you about what this podcast is about, the format of it, what Magnus Catholics is. In the second episode, which is the last episode that I released, we got things underway. I read the readings and then read the commentary of the Church Fathers. Now, I did receive a lot of messages from individuals who are listening to the podcast on Instagram. I have to say thank you so much for the feedback, guys. I truly, truly do appreciate it. And that's why I'm going to try to do things a little differently today. They're not going to be entirely different, but maybe the format will be a little different. What I'd like to do today is give you the name of the Church Father, and then after I say the name, I will read the commentary. And I will go like that throughout the reading of the commentaries. Okay? With that being said, we're going to get underway, and we're going to be reading the Gospel. Today we'll be reading in the Gospel of St. John, if you want to follow along. It is the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 11 to verse 16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Today we'll be hearing from three Church Fathers. One we haven't heard from yet, because we did not read anything of his in the last episode. The second one, we only read one thing of his in the last episode. And the third one, we read a lot of, and will continue to read a lot of course. St. Augustine. Our Lord has acquainted us with two things which were obscure before. First, that he is the door, and now again that he is the shepherd. Above he said that the shepherd entered by the door. If he is the door, how does he enter by himself? Just as he knows the Father by himself and we by him, so he enters into the fold by himself and we by him. We enter by the door because we preach Christ. Christ preaches himself. A light shows both other things and itself too. Wow, I'm going to read that again. A light shows both other things and itself too. St. Augustine continues, there is but one shepherd. For though the rulers of the church, those who are her sons and not hirelings, are shepherds, they are all members of that one shepherd. His office of shepherd he has permitted his members to bear. Peter is a shepherd and all the other apostles. All good bishops are shepherds, but none of us calls himself the door. He could not have added good if there were not bad shepherds as well. They are thieves and robbers, or at least mercenaries. Saint Gregory the Great. And he adds what that goodness is for our imitation. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He did what he bade. He set the example of what he commanded. He laid down his life for the sheep, that he might convert his body and blood in our sacrament, and feed with his flesh the sheep he had redeemed. St. John Chrysostom. Our Lord shows here that he did not undergo his passion unwillingly, but for the salvation of the world. He then gives the difference between the shepherd and the hireling. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. St. Gregory the Great. Some there are who love earthly possessions more than the sheep, and do not deserve the name of a shepherd. He who feeds the Lord's flock for the sake of temporal hire and not for love is a hireling, not a shepherd. A hireling is he who holds the place of shepherd, but seeks not the gain of souls, who pants after the good things of earth and rejoices in the pride of station. St. Augustine. On the good side are the door, the porter, the shepherd, and the sheep. On the bad, the thieves, the robbers, the hirelings, and the wolf. We must love the shepherd, beware of the wolf, and tolerate the hireling. For the hireling is useful so long as he sees not the wolf, the thief, and the robber. When he sees them, he flees. Indeed, he would not be a hireling did he not receive wages from the hirer. Sons wait patiently for the eternal inheritance of their father. The hireling looks eagerly for the temporal wages from his hirer, and yet the tongues of both speak abroad the glory of Christ. St. John Chrysostom. Then that you may not attribute to the shepherd and the sheep the same measure of knowledge, he adds, as the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. For example, I know him as certainly as he knows me. This then is a case of like knowledge. The other is not, as he said, no man knows who the Son is, but the Father. St. Gregory the Great. But as he came to redeem not only the Jews, but the Gentiles, he adds, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. That's beautiful by St. Gregory. Christ came for all. The light shines on all. I'm going to read it again. But as he came to redeem not only the Jews, but the Gentiles, he adds, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Our last commentary of the day is going to be by St. Augustine. The sheep hitherto spoken of are those of the stock of Israel according to the flesh. But there were others of the stock of Israel according to faith, Gentiles, who were as yet out of the fold, predestinated, but not yet gathered together. They are not of this fold, because they are not of the race of Israel, but they will be of this fold. Them also I must bring. That is it for today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed recording it. Again, of course, I enjoyed recording it. I love reading in the Bible, and I love reading the church fathers. I mean, we all love reading the Bible, and how many times do we read and then a bunch of questions emerge? But who better to answer these questions than the church fathers themselves, than the people who knew the people who knew Christ themselves? I have three things to ask from you guys, and it is the same three things I asked last time. First, please go on Instagram and follow Magnus Catholics. I share a lot of beautiful quotes on there with a lot of beautiful pictures from the books that I read. Also, you can message me on there to let me know anything about the podcast or anything about the account, what you think I can do better or things that you really appreciate. Secondly, please like and follow or subscribe to the podcast or to the channel. Thirdly, please leave a review or leave a rating on the podcast, because again, the higher the reviews, the higher the rating, the more visible the podcast will be. Before I go, I wanted to share something really quick. In the gospel we read today, it got me thinking, because when I read the verse that says, as the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, it reminded me of a book that I'm currently reading. And the book was written by Father Reginald Garrigou-Lagrange. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard of him. I mean, he is a very popular theologian. And the book that I'm reading is called Our Savior and His Love for Us. And I remember reading something very similar to that verse, or maybe even a commentary on that verse that I just read to you guys. And I want to read this. I want to read this to you because it is powerful and it is very deep. So I ask you to focus with me on this, because I'm sure you'll appreciate it. Father Garrigou-Lagrange wrote, "The Father is by nature unknowable, for he is beyond the reach of natural knowledge. The same is true of the Son, yet they know each other perfectly. This equality in knowledge, as St. Thomas Aquinas remarks, presupposes consubstantiality, or the possession of the same divine substance. In other words, it is the common substance of the Father and of the Son, which is said to be unknown inasmuch as it is beyond natural cognition. If no one knows the Son but the Father, it is because, like the Father, the Son is inaccessible to any created natural knowledge. Therefore, it is because he is God. That is beautiful. If you guys want to visit that again or read that again, I did post that on Magnus Catholics. I posted it on October 31st, so you can go back and save that if you really did like it. Again, guys, thank you so much, and I'll be releasing the fourth episode shortly at some point in the next week. Thank you.